Whipple was elected to the office in 2019, ousting incumbent Jeff Longwell. He also previously served in the Kansas legislature.
We are just really at a good point when it comes to where we were when I was first elected. I want to finish the job.
Wu was making her first run for political office, but is still well known in the community as a reporter and volunteer.
So we need to get back to a local government that we can be proud of and that are using the taxpayer dollars responsibly and communicate with our constituents.
The mayor of Wichita serves a four-year term and is one of seven votes on the city council. The mayor chairs the weekly council meetings and can influence what gets accomplished by the city during their tenure. In the first months of Whipple's term in 2020, he had to navigate the city through economic uncertainty caused by the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX and the COVID-19 pandemic. With the aviation workforce back, Whipple says he wants a second term to navigate the city through the new economic opportunities that are coming.
I think that's one of the things that that I bring to the table is that experience, is the formal education, is the understanding of our system at different levels in which, you know, I know when to tap the legislature and say, hey, we got a project that fits this this criteria that you have, and we're going to go, we'll match you here.
Wu's campaign says the city needs new leadership and experience to continue economic growth in the city.
The role of mayor should be someone that you can be proud of and wants to bring people together, because it's a council of seven people, and seven people need to move forward together.
One priority that both candidates have is a focus on public safety. Whipple says he has increased the police department's budget by millions of dollars during his term and added mental health first responder teams. But the department also saw morale issues when racist and violent text messages between officers became public. And an incident between an officer and the mayor at a neighborhood cleanup has left the public and Wu's campaign questioning City Hall's relationship with the department.
So we need to restore that relationship. And that's something that doesn't cost any money. It really is bringing people back to respecting one another and respecting the community and respecting officers and respecting the office of the mayor.
But Whipple has doubled down on what he says is his pro-public safety record and says he regrets his actions during the cleanup event.
If I could take that back, I would. Absolutely. And again, I apologize not just to the officer, but to the community, because it doesn't matter what happened. Like, I embarrassed myself. And as mayor, you know, that extends to embarrassing others as well.
This year's race has attracted an unusual amount of money. Wu outraised Whipple by more than $150,000 during the primary. Whipple says that can lead to misinformation during the campaign.
I want to make sure that we're transparent as we move forward and we don't let, I think, the political noise of the upcoming machines that are rolling into Wichita completely take over the dialogue.
Wu has defended the amount she's raised and the support she's received from the Koch-backed Americans for Prosperity.
When you see that I have raised a record amount of money, it's because I need to, for the first time as a first-time political candidate, get my name out and also remind people when to get out to vote.
Election Day is November 7th. Three city council seats and three positions for the Wichita School Board are also on the ballot. For KMUW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.